NPR's business news starts with the Fed's mortgage fix. The Federal Reserve today unveils a plan to prevent the kind of housing trouble now weighing down the economy. It focuses on curbing shady lending practices. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The Federal Reserve has broad authority to ban unfair or deceptive lending practices by making rules that cover the entire mortgage industry. But so far, it has never actually used that power. Alan Fishbein is a director at the Consumer Federation of America.
Had they taken this action in years past, perhaps it would have prevented many of the abuses that are occurring in the mortgage market and have led to the foreclosure crisis now underway.
One proposal that the Fed's now considering is whether to ban so-called prepayment penalties. Many borrowers got into loans where the payments went way up after 2 years, but if they refinance the loan to avoid that, they get hit with these big prepayment fees.
They have the effect of locking borrowers into more expensive loans, so they can't get out of them. They have to pay as much as $5,000, $8,000, or even $10,000 to get out of their very expensive subprime loan.
Also, the Fed is expected to propose rules that lenders do more to document people's incomes and to make sure that they can afford to pay the loans that they get. But the industry says the Fed needs to be careful. Wayne Abernathy is an executive director with the American Bankers Association.
Well, the Federal Reserve has a delicate balance to try to achieve, and it's not entirely clear that they'll be able to achieve it.
Abernathy says some lenders were out of control in recent years and writing loans to lots of people who couldn't afford the terms. But he says the Fed should focus on banning the practices, not the loan products that were involved in all that.
To come forward with a set of regulations that deal with abuses, but don't at the same time make credit either too expensive or harder to get and less available for creditworthy borrowers.
Abernathy says, for example, loans that don't require W-2 forms or traditional income documents were misused in recent years, but he says those loans are still appropriate for some people who are self-employed but who can afford to buy a home. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.